Hi, I'm Satyajit.
Hi, I'm Rachita.
Welcome to Paperback by the Open Library Project.
We have as our guest today Aryan Kaushal. Aryan is 13 years old and also the talented author of Words and Verses, a collection of 42 poems which we discuss in the first half of the podcast.
In the second half, we discuss Harry Potter, Artemis Fowl, Percy Jackson, The Hunger Games and the Divergent series. Happy listening.
Alex Alfred Augusto Andre Arnold. I bet you all know this creature. After all, he is the most qualified teacher. With 75 degrees, 65 patents, 54 trophies, and 42 PhDs, who else has taught a bee to play a keyboard with ease? This being is smart. He has a 55-ounce brain and has made a machine that makes a bungalow out of a picture frame. How would you feel if one could make a plasma gun out of a rake? But the amazing thing is that he owns a building with 490 flats. This creature has 68 jobs and is even considered to be one of the gods. Not to make you wonder, but just to clear the fog, Mr. Alex Alfred Augusto Andre Arnold is nothing more than a happy, handsome dog.
Thank you, Aryan Kaushal. That was a poem from his book, Words and Verses. We'll be right back after this to discuss the book in further detail. Welcome to Paperback by the Open Library Project. My name is Satyajit, otherwise known as Onion Knight in most food circles. I'm hosting this podcast with my co-founder at the Open Library Project, Rachita Sharma.
Hi guys, my name is Rachita. I'm an ex-banker, social impact entrepreneur, podcaster, writer, publisher, and invertebrate learner. The Open Library Project is a curated library service which is offered to corporates on a subscription basis. The idea here is to create value, build a knowledge community, and encourage a growth mindset amongst our members.
Today we have with us on the show Aryan Kaushal. Aryan is a 13-year-old boy from CNM School in Bombay who has authored the book Words and Verses. Hey Aryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show. You're so young.
Yeah, it's amazing. And
congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
A book is something that people aspire to throughout their lifetime. And you, here you are, at 12, you're 13 now. So you've already accomplished something at such a young age. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And the poems are amazing. And I think everybody should pick up this book. And let's also get into it, you know, like how you came about to, you know, write this book at the age of 12. And, you know, what inspired you to write, and tell us more about yourself.
So basically this started in around 5th grade.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we had our literature textbook with various stories and poems.
Right.
So in the middle, in the second term or something, I came across, we started learning about these 3-4 poems by a poet called Ken Nesbitt.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they were generally, most of these hilarious poems about school students.
Right.
I laughed a lot when I read those poems. Mm-hmm. So I thought, why not try to write something?
Right.
So in our school also, we have this magazine with story, with poems and articles published by the, given by the students, which is released at the end of the year.
Okay.
So when that opportunity came, I thought of writing a hilarious poem which students would understand.
Right. Right.
So one of the poems is in my book. It's called Examinations.
Oh, wow. Great topic.
So this is also it's a comical poem, is it?
Yeah, it was... And it's comical and learning both.
And learning both. So it got published in your school
magazine,
in the school magazine for that year.
Yeah.
So that was your spark of inspiration. Had you written poetry before that? Had you considered writing poetry?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. So you were deeply inspired by
Ken Nesbitt. Yeah.
And decided to try your hand out at writing yourself. Wow, that's amazing. So you wrote one poem and it got published in this school newspaper. So what was the next step? Did you continue to write after that?
So that was the time when that vacations after 5th grade was when I started reading a lot of books. So I started Harry Potter, then Percy Jackson. So I read around some 20-30 books in that one year.
Wow.
So then that way I started. So that was one more thing. Then there was some period of time where I didn't do anything. I just continued my schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I started writing again.
Hmm.
And then I wrote poems and kept on writing poems.
So, how do you choose the topics for your poems? Or, you know, like, what is it that you, you know, you've covered in the book?
So, the topics in the books, I've said in the blurb behind also that the topics vary. They could be funny, they could be scary. So, okay. Topics range from everything. There's a dog with a beard, a pampered dog with a beard. And then there's also a poem about our future.
Okay.
There are poems based on nature, what is happening in the world now. And then there are poems, like I said, about examinations and all.
So there are like things you've experienced and then some part of fantasy and fiction.
So experience, memories.
Right.
So a few poems are things I just look out of my window. Anything, things I hear elders say, talk about. And then some are just pure imagination.
Wow.
Amazing.
So tell us some of the favorite poems from, I know it's difficult to choose, probably impossible
Can't
to
be.
Choose.
Can't
but some poems that you think would resonate with probably the audience, or, you know, what people would really like. What do you think would be the audience's favorite poem?
Favorite, I would say, for those who have read Harry Potter, of course. I've written a poem called Harry Potter Poetic Tribute. So that condenses all the... There are around 187,000 words in Harry Potter series.
Wow.
I've condensed all that down to 440 words.
Wow. Did you manage that?
let's hear the starting of that poem. Okay. Yeah, let's hear a couple of verses of that. Because Harry Potter has been an inspiration in a lot of people's lives.
So yes.
Present company included. Racheta and I are big fans as well.
Oh, nice. So it has one paragraph on each year.
Okay,
so
nice.
So few lines. So it starts with... Once upon a time, Harry Potter was born. Then, Voldy came and his parents were gone. Sad and mad, Snape came there and hugged Lily Potter like a bear. Harry grew up to be a young lad, but he didn't know things were going to be bad. At 11, he reached Hogwarts and made friends with the right sorts. The year went by and Quirrell got another head, but couldn't serve Voldy and died with dread. At 12, Harry found Dobby jumping around. He told him about the Chamber of Secrets. And Harry and Ron bumped into a huge tree. About to be suspended? No, they're not. In the chamber, Ginny's body will rot? Oh no, Lockhart's leaving and Myrtle is grieving. The bathroom passage is opened and Tom is Voldy. The basilisk will soon grow pretty moldy. Everyone is saved, but next comes what? Who will take the villain's spot?
Wow.
That's so well, like, you
so
know,
well articulated.
Yes.
Amazing. And
how
condensed into a poem. Wow.
Yeah.
How long did it take to write? So you said you read Harry Potter that one summer after fifth grade, right?
So fifth grade ke summer, in that summer I read it. And I think this poem I wrote in the summer of sixth grade.
Okay.
So I was one evening, most of the poems for some reason come to me in the evening time only, around 6-7.
That's when you're inspired. It must be the sun setting or something.
Kuch to hoga. So that time I was sitting in my room on a beanbag. I thought, just try.
Yeah.
So I started writing and I continued within... Half an hour I'd written the first few verses. The next day I wrote some more. Then I started editing. And that's poem.
That's the toughest, I guess, right? To just start. Once you've started.
After that you can get the entire flow.
Absolutely. That's great. And you've got it all right, I think. You know, you've written it down. Then you've edited on it. So you're absolutely going in the right direction. That's amazing. And so tell us, who would you recommend this book to? And, you know, who should be reading this book?
So, of course, I would like everyone to read it. But generally, it's people who are around my age only, 11, 12-year-olds. Because most of them are about school.
Right.
Hilarious poems.
They'll be able to associate.
Yeah, I wanted the poems to be something that everyone my age would be able to associate with.
That's true. But I also went through it and I feel like, you know, anybody of any age who's ever been to school really can get what you're saying. So,
you know, your poems have a little bit of... whimsy and a little bit of you know, you laugh when you like you smile to yourself, you know, if you don't laugh out loud. So it's I think agnostic to the age. People will anyone who reads it will probably be smiling to themselves, especially the Harry Potter one. You got it right, man. Like that was very well.
Someone has read the entire series, then they would really recollect everything.
That's my aim. Throwback.
It's definitely a throwback. Fantastic. Amazing stuff.
So get a copy, guys.
So where's the book available?
Amazon, Flipkart, and the Notion Press website.
The Notion Press website. Okay.
And it's also recently been sent to bookstores in Bangalore, Kolkata, Mumbai.
Nice.
Yeah.
So in select bookstores in the metros as well as on Amazon.
Amazon, Flipkart.
So.
And available internationally.
Another question I had is, how is the reception from your friends been, from your peers? About the book, have they read it? What is their feedback on it?
So the first time, we had our school science fair.
Right.
So I taken this book to show to my class teacher because that was a few days after the book was published.
Right.
Okay.
So during that time, I just left it somewhere on a table, and so my friends saw it and they started reading it and passing it around. By the time I came back, the 4-5 people were like, I really liked your poem. I read this one, I read that one. And before the judges came to kill some time, the teacher in our classroom said, why don't you read 2 or 3 poems?
Okay.
So I just stood. Everyone was taking videos, listening in silence. And I read 2 or 3 poems.
Wow.
You're a natural.
Fantastic, yeah. Fantastic. So your friends also had a part in kind of pushing you into into reading the book and getting it out there to listeners. Fantastic.
So are we going to get more of poetry or prose from you in the future?
So I am currently working on a second book.
Okay.
Which is not poems but stories.
Nice. Wow. Nice.
And I want them specifically as much as I can to make them all cliffhangers.
Okay.
Basically those with an abrupt end.
Right.
Because it's just this thing that when you write it, you feel satisfied. It's also that the readers, they can have their own interpretation
of
the ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They can have their own way of thinking how the story will end.
So you kind of leave it slightly open-ended.
Fully open-ended.
Like, fantastic.
The villain is pointing a gun and that's how the story
that's
ends.
That's how it ends.
Yeah,
exactly.
Awesome. We look forward to that book. And we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back, guys. We still have with us Aryan Kaushal, the super talented young man, all of 13 years old, who's an author already. Hey, Aryan, that was a very insightful first half into your writing process and how you get inspired. Thanks for sharing that with us. And now we're going to speak about some of the other books that kind of inspired you. And I think we touched upon Harry Potter in the first one. So
we should start with
Harry
with
Potter. So tell us, you said you read the Harry Potter series in one summer or one year?
Yeah, so I started fifth grade, summer vacation after fifth grade. So the beginning, it was actually not about reading, but practicing my handwriting. So I used to copy the text to practice my handwriting.
Okay.
So the beginning, it was quite... I tried reading it before earlier, but that time again, I felt the beginning to be quite boring.
Okay.
But as I wrote, a few days went on.
Right.
I thought, this is really interesting. After I practiced my writing for a few days, I read the first book again from the beginning.
Oh, wow.
Then I couldn't stop at all. That summer, we went on a vacation and it was in the United States of America. So, there we went on these long drives from one place to another. So in 2 or 3 days, I would finish reading like 500 pages.
Wow.
Sit and read the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Binge on Harry.
Binge.
Too engrossed in the story to look outside and see what's going on.
I remember my mom pointing out, stop reading, look around what is going on, look at the scenery around.
That's the thing with readers, you know, you can't ever stop them from reading once they're
interested. But you were traveling to Harry Potter's world at that point.
Did you happen to visit Harry Potter world?
Yes, I actually got the opportunity.
And how was that experience?
Because it was fantastic.
You were probably reading the books while visiting?
No.
So you had visited
Later on, after later. I read.
Okay, nice.
So anyone who has read the books and then gone there, it would be a dream come true, it was for me.
Yeah.
So it was quite interesting.
Nice. So who's your favorite character in Harry Potter, or, you know, someone who inspired you while you were writing your poetry and, you know, you used that kind of a character in your poetry or something of that sort?
So I really like, and my friends would agree, a few of my friends have read. So they would also say Fred and George for sure.
Yeah.
Fred and George. They're the whimsical, hilarious ones.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Always play pranks.
Yeah.
But because of them, I think another reason why I started writing so many hilarious poems. I was really inspired by their humor that J.K. Rowling represented. Also, I would say Snape. During the time, I really hated Snape when the first few books.
Until the
end, when I realized, exactly.
But that's the beauty. Then you can't not love him, you know. Mm. That it's actually a great build up.
Mm. Yeah.
Exactly.
My favorite character is Draco. 100%.
Quite like, cool.
I in fact relate the most to the Slytherin house. Unfortunately. Yeah. So, you know, you guys are lucky that y'all had the option of buying all the books back to back, right?
Yeah.
You know, when we were growing up, I've literally waited in line for the fourth book, fifth book, sixth book, and seventh book.
Mm.
And, I mean, you're too young to remember this, but there used to be lines outside the bookstores that used to go for kilometers.
Absolutely.
Especially when the last book launched.
Mm.
I mean, you guys are just lucky.
Yeah, even my elder cousins.
Everyone's asking their cousins to get Harry Potter from
Did you buy it?
Yeah. Please send it to me.
Yeah.
My elder cousins were around 25, 26 now. Mm-hmm. They also said that in our time, we had to wait one whole year for the next book to come. You have all of them. You can read them anytime.
Yeah, that's really lucky. To really, in fact, but actually, now that I'm in my 30s, I've read the series at least twice or thrice in completion in different times in life.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you read it maybe 5-7 years later, you're going to find a whole new story in there.
Yeah, because whole new interpretation also.
Yeah, because right now, the age you're at, you relate to a certain amount of the characters, right? But as the beauty of Harry Potter is that the more times you read it at different times in your life, you find yourself relating to all different kinds of characters, which is one of the favorite things for me about that book. Yeah. And I think the next book that we want to discuss is The Hunger Games.
Okay, yes.
The Hunger Games series, right? So tell us a little bit about The Hunger Games series and why is it particularly the series that you like?
So most of the series that I've read after Harry Potter, there's one Percy Jackson, which is about fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But most of them are about these dystopian
times.
Times, exactly. For some reason, that really attracts me, and I want to bring that out in the book stories that I'm going to write.
Okay.
So, Hunger Games was about this dystopian world in a country called Panem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, there is a central capital.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Capital with an O.
Right.
And then there are these 12-13 districts.
Correct.
So, I don't know this division.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like the dictatorship.
Right.
It just felt like villain was really cool. I just found that to be cool. And then also the entire story about how they had to fight in this forced area where, you know, they had no choice but to fight till the death,
kill each other to survive.
So that was something very new for me, because I wasn't exposed to that. And I found it interesting. I ended up really liking it, and all the different, so it also had quite a few futuristic things,
right?
Objects and vehicles and all. So that also attracted me quite a bit.
So it fuels up your imagination when you want to write. Yeah.
So Hunger Games has a female protagonist. So when you're writing your next book, are you considering writing from both points of view? From both, will it be like short stories of different people, or will it be one continuous story?
No. So I want to write short stories.
Mm-hmm.
Of like very different characters.
Okay.
One could be an old man, one could be a boy my age, one could be a girl my age, anything.
Right, right.
And even some alien creatures, right. Alien story.
Hmm.
Right.
So anything. Most of them that I've started writing, there are either about a boy my age, a few of them I've written about a boy.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to write about different perspectives also.
Fantastic. I just think that at such a young age, if you're going to start experimenting with all these different points of views, especially in terms of writing, I think as you grow older, you'll become a fantastic writer. Because writing is all about practice, you know. The more you write, the better you get.
And also the more you read, the better you get.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Actually very true, because unless you've read enough, you'll never be able to express yourself in fewer words, but like, you know, succinctly. So.
And that you already do that very well. Looking at the poems that you've written, it's very articulate, man. Like, congratulations again. And the next book we're talking about is the Divergent series, right?
Yes.
So again, a fantastic fantasy sci-fi kind of genre.
Yeah.
It really fuels the imagination. So is fantasy your most favorite genre? Fantasy sci-fi?
Fantasy fiction, sci-fi, and for
sci-fi.
Sure.
You can connect on that one.
Right.
and
the dystopian, as I said, because even Divergent, it is about a dystopian time where people are forced to choose factions to stay in for in the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
So the way that entire story is evolved and the different characteristics of people of different factions, like even the different houses in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So most of these books that I've read, they have these different factions or groups for people.
And you have to make a choice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Make a choice or either you have no choice.
Right, it's you're like forced Harry Potter, into making a choice. You have to. Do you find that...
I was watching the J.K. Rowling story the other day and, you know... It also expresses how she used a lot of characters from her life in her book. So that's exactly what you're doing. So, you know, it's, I guess, the start for a lot of good writing from your end.
Fantastic. And I think we're going to discuss Artemis Fowl is one of the books that we wanted to know. So tell us a little bit about Artemis Fowl. It's a little different from these other books,
isn't it? Yeah, it's quite different. So it's written by an Irish author called Owen Colfer. I know, I'm not sure how to pronounce the surname, but yeah. So it's about this again, 11-12 year old boy. So I could certainly relate because while the time I was reading the Artemis Fowl series, I was an 11 or 12 year old boy.
Right.
So it's about this boy who is a criminal mastermind.
Okay.
So and he gets exposed by chance to this underground world, an underground high tech world of fairies, mythical creatures. So it has centaurs and elves and all.
Wow.
So it's basically how he tries to... He's a criminal in the first 4-5 books of the series. But then how, as he grows older, his character, his personality evolves. And in the end, he ends up fighting for the good against evil.
Right. So it's a whole progression of a hero.
Exactly.
How a sort of anti-hero kind of makes that switch to become
an 11-year-old villain becomes an 18-year-old
a hero.
Hero, wow. Yes.
Fantastic. Exactly. It sounds really interesting. And how many books are there in this series?
8.
And it's done?
Yes, it's done. And in May or August, we are getting a movie for it, which I'm by Disney. So I'm really excited for that.
Fantastic.
Nice. Yes.
Awesome. Great, Aryan. It's been great chatting with you. We've got some great insight into your writing process as well as your inspirations. And I think you're a real icon for young people out there, you know, who should...
Yeah, absolutely. What,
do you have any advice for young people around your age who may want to write or, you know, are thinking about getting into writing or who feel that they're too early or they're too young to write?
No, so I would just say there's no age. I could do it so anyone could. And... about any advice would be to write as much as you can, ideate, express, do whatever you can to write. Even I have a few poems that I didn't publish, but they certainly helped me in the process.
Right. I just think penning down your thoughts
helps
you figure out what you want. So yeah,
great advice. And in conclusion, we'd love if you read one more poem from Words and Verses.
So the poem I'm reading, it's actually the last poem in my book.
Okay.
And it's...
I hope it's not a spoiler.
No. It's about... it's called A Questionable Dinner.
Okay.
And I was really inspired to write this because I really enjoy watching MasterChef. And I also plan to become a chef.
Very nice.
So, yes.
Very nice.
So, A Questionable Dinner. I found myself suddenly at a 20-seater table. The scene around me looked straight out of an ancient fable. I was surrounded by animals on 3 sides, but they were wearing human clothes on their hides. A tawny owl sitting beside me was wearing a bespoke suit. He chugged some lemonade and gave a loud hoot. A tabby cat next to him had lost her mind, no doubt, since she refused to eat a delicious pan-fried trout. A pot-belly pig was attacking the chicken wings, and a wiry giraffe had overeaten by the look of things. Somewhere down the table sat a stag wearing a pink tie. He had left all his vegetables on the plate, I'm not going to lie. At the other end of the extended table, right across me, was seated a snobby peacock picking at her calamari. A young little calf wearing a sequined gown of silk whispered to a mother while sipping some buttermilk. I was scared. I was creeped out. I didn't know what to do. I just sat there motionless, staring at my vegetable stew. I couldn't bear it anymore. I tried to stand, but slipped. I found myself in my bed, and then it all just clicked.
Awesome. You can pick up the book on Amazon. Yes. Also available on the Notion Press website.
And Flipkart.
And Aryan, are you on available on social media anywhere?
Yes. So there's an Instagram handle for this book called Words and Verses 42. And there's also you can reach out to me on Gmail. wordsandverses42@gmail.com.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And awesome. Before we go, you must tell everybody why there are 42 poems in your book.
Oh, yes. So while figuring out how many poems to write, as I said, there were around 50 poems I've written.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, I really didn't want a round number. I wanted an even number.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of how many to include. And then I remembered that in The Hitchhiker's Guide to Galaxy, the author said that the answer to life, to everything, the universe also, was 42.
Okay.
So I decided to do that. But I also remember reading that he said he did it all as a joke.
Hmm.
There was no actual meaning to it.
Okay.
But I still decided to stick with it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Aryan. It was great having you.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to all our listeners. You can follow the Open Library Project on LinkedIn, Instagram and Facebook for latest updates on our events. And stay tuned for the next paperback podcast on IVM Podcasts. Happy reading. You can follow IVM Podcasts on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at IVM Podcasts. Listen to paperback on the IVM Podcast app, website or wherever you listen to podcasts.